Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. Man, I tell you what, God is so good, and we're going to have a great time around the throne of God today. I want to talk about something that a lot of people do. And what I'm going to talk about today is this simple statement: never panic when God tells you to do something. Because see, when God tells you to do something, you're going to have to stretch your faith. I mean, God doesn't play catch up or back up and all that kind of. He is a forward vision God. Never panic when God tells you to do something. I'll never forget when God sent me to the, called me to the ministry, I panicked. I said, you got the wrong guy. This is not, I'm not qualified. I said, and the Lord didn't listen to that. Same thing with Moses. I stutter a lot, and he kept saying, I can't do this. And God said, okay, I'll send your brother to help you. And actually, if Aaron wouldn't have showed up, Moses would have had a lot of better time. But, those things happen. Let me give you a scripture. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand. Come on. Saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. That's Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13. Let me read it again. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Now, think about this for a minute. You see a child, they're a little nervous. They'll grab their mama's hand or they'll grab their dad's hand, and then they're going to walk. They don't care what anybody else is doing. Why? Because they got mama or daddy's hand. Ladies and gentlemen, our hand is in the hand of God. But he told me to do this. People really freak out when they say, give this. Oh, Jesus, Lord, how am I going to pay? And the first thing you got to understand is what the Lord told me in 1978. I didn't ask you to pay for it, Jesse. I asked you to believe for it. Took the pressure off. Takes millions of, I wish it was a million, millions of dollars a month to run this ministry. It's all done by faith. Do you see me sweating? Do you see me blinking? No. Why? I got my hand in God. God got his hand in mine. And we walk by faith and not by sight. And he said, you don't need to fear. I will help thee. Maybe God's telling you to do something. You think, oh, Jesus, I just can't do that. Yeah, but the Bible said you can do all things through Christ. Not asking you to walk alone. He's asking you to do this through Christ, which strengtheneth you. Look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing. I like that. For in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, that means he's going to answer you if he's asking you to say thank you, let your request be made known to God. See, care is a form of pride. That's exactly what that is. You saying God can't handle this, you're worried about it, so you take it back and you just beat your brains out when all of a sudden you took your hand out of the hand of God. No, I could care less. I know that sounds hard. No, because my salvation, everything I have is in God, Christ in me, the hope of glory. People say, Bridget, you've never been afraid to fly? Well, I've been down on 3 airplane crashes in all these years. And people always criticize me about that jet of mine. But you know why I bought a jet? Because I know that one works. I don't know about all them other planes I'm getting on. I don't know what their maintenance and the way they said, but ours is maintenance, safe. Because I've learned something. You can't pull over at 40,000 feet. You better make sure this thing's working right. But you know, I have no fear whatsoever at all. Not that I'm some macho guy. No. It's this word. I don't panic when God tells me to do something. God gives me some of the biggest projects I got to believe for. Jeez, a $20 million project I'm looking at right now. An event center that's about $8.5 million. Another hangar, which is about $7.5-8 million. That's just a few things. That ain't counting. Every time I go to the department, they're all looking at me like, and I go, what? I know they need something, want something done. I mean, but that's all right. I don't panic. Why? Because greater is he was in me than he was in the world. So you know what? I'm going to go back to Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing. I said, Jesse, be careful for nothing. But in everything, by your prayer and supplication, say thank you. And let your request be made known to God. It's so easy. It's so simple. You need a good theologian to help you misunderstand the Bible. My God, just walk by faith and not by sight. So if God's telling you to do something, the other day a person was in a hospital that I know, and the doctor said you can wait on this particular thing, this procedure, or you can do it today. That person didn't know how to make that decision, so they asked another person, what do you think I should do? That person told them what to do, bam. Okay, it brought just strength to someone. That's what I'm talking about. We have the strength of God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Don't panic. Remember this. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You got the whole armor of God on, and I mean, you are success. Going somewhere to succeed. Faith that fact. See you next week.